first of all, you know, we're trying to do art, and you could study technique all day and all night for decades, and art still is a kind of magical thing. So, you know, if I was teaching you how to play piano, and all, even if all of you had played piano for 30 years, sometimes a talented pianist, you know, they're playing a concert and they finish and they go, wow, that was art. And sometimes the same pianist finishes a concert and said, that sucks, I had an off night. So there's sometimes no accounting for why practices work or don't. It really is an art. There's an element of magic. Maybe it's astrological or weather or karmic or who knows. But you could be practicing technically correct and feel kind of mediocre, and you can also have practice sessions when you know you're not practicing correctly, but they're fantastically ecstatic and deep and opening. And so I just want to say that out loud, that don't measure your capacity as an artist of these practices by how they, if they're always working incredibly well or not. I mean, how often, I mean, you could pick any artist, you know, I don't know who your favorite, say, musician is, but of all their songs, how many are incredible? It's a handful, you know, and usually it's what they did in their 20s. So even great artists, they have periods in their life that, I mean, even the best artists, they have periods in their lives that are very fruitful. Even though those fruitful periods, I was living in Paris for a while, and I used to go to the Picasso Museum, and in the Picasso, at that time they had paintings that he did like daily, like you could watch, I don't remember how long, a week or a month of his life, and my God, he threw out, you know, 500 drawings for every one he kept, and even the ones he kept, he showed a very small percentage of them, and the rest he threw away, and that's what was in this museum. And so even an artist who everyone recognizes as, you know, earth-changing, extraordinary, they only have, they're a great artist because their 10 great works of art are better than most people's 10 great works of art, but still they only have a handful. So I just want you to understand that we're playing in the art domain if we're practicing well, otherwise we're in the therapy domain, but we'll work with that. So, you know, if we're not working with our therapeutic wounds from our past, then what we're doing is we're playing with these energies and with love and with our human bodies in ways that are artful, and sometimes our technique leads to a kind of magic, a kind of revelation, a kind of deep opening and ecstasy that you experience, that you and your partner experiences, that the whole room experiences. And sometimes, even though you're doing really well technically, it's a bomb. I don't know how to say it. It's a dud. But that's just the way life is. That's the way any art is. If you were a pianist and you only played, if you played magic, you'd never play. I mean, you'd quit immediately because you only have magic days occasionally. And with practice, they're more often. And your normal day is someone else's magic day with practice. But nevertheless, you always feel like you're coming up short. So I want you to know that the feeling of a good artist is that you suck. That's your own feeling. So the day you think you're doing well is when your art stops in general. You know how they say to artists, stay hungry. You know, sometimes an artist will become very successful, and at that point, often their art becomes somewhat mediocre because they're not at their edge anymore. They're kind of resting on their capacities. And that happens too. Thankfully, intimate relationship is so difficult. If you rest on your capacities for long, it smacks you in the face. It's not like your guitar, which if you rest in your capacities as a guitar, it doesn't like beat you and spit on you and bite you and things. So you can't assume he understands you unless he responds correctly. If he's not responding correctly, you have to assume he doesn't understand you. Even if you might be very clear, I'm not saying you're not being clear, but the way you're communicating, the way his being is at that moment, you have to find some other way to communicate it so he gets it. But what, again, I don't want to draw anything up yet, but the inhale down the front of the body, one of the reasons men need to practice that is because as men, we tend to be in our heads and we're also very visual. And so when we're with a partner, especially if she's writhing in ecstasy, like you say, it's interesting.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.